The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday heard oral arguments in the case of an Arkansas law that seeks to regulate the ways pharmacies receive reimbursements from insurance providers. Daniel Breen from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock has more.
In 2015, the state legislature passed Act 900, which put stricter regulations on pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. They negotiate the price for prescription drugs with pharmacies on behalf of insurance companies, which represent a large swath of the American workforce. Arkansas passed the law to help address one problem. PBMs were asking pharmacies to either sell certain drugs at a financial loss, or insurance companies would no longer cover drugs bought at their pharmacy. A group representing PBMs sued, saying Act 900 is in conflict with a federal law known as ERISA, which sets minimum protections for workers with many employer-based health insurance plans. Seth Waxman, an attorney representing PBMs, said that federal law was passed to prevent states from regulating insurance plans, which he says the Arkansas law does.
State regulations affecting an ERISA plan system for providing, processing claims, and paying benefits impose precisely the burden that ERISA preemption was intended to avoid.
But Arkansas Solicitor General Nicholas Brawny argued the state law has nothing to do with insurance plans, only with the price of certain drugs that are already covered.
You have to interpret that language in light of the remainder of ERISA and what ERISA actually is concerned with, which is the plan beneficiary relationship. And the things that are specifically listed in ERISA that are designed to ensure benefits are more secure, and Act 900 in no way regulates the plan beneficiary relationship.
Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh cited Supreme Court precedent in asking whether Arkansas's law could be perceived as a violation of the federal law if it would result in higher drug prices. Brawny responded, saying not all insurance plans in Arkansas fall under that specific federal law, and that there's no guarantee PBMs would raise drug prices or that the state law would impact insurance companies' coverage decisions. In Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen.